ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian company has been charged with conspiring to bribe a foreign government official over its dealings on the tiny island of Nauru. The charge comes after a long-running and sensitive Australian Federal Police investigation into allegations the company Getax Australia bribed Nauruan politicians. Liam Fox reports.
Normally, the Australian Federal Police trumpets significant developments like the laying of charges in long-running, high-profile investigations. But not so with its inquiries into whether Gold Coast-based phosphate dealer Getax Australia bribed Nauruan politicians. It has only just come to light that Getax is facing a charge of conspiracy to bribe a foreign public official. The AFP says the charge was laid in February last year. Despite the unusually low level of publicity, Serena Lillywhite, CEO of Transparency International Australia, says it is welcome news.
Enforcement of foreign bribery laws amongst most countries, not just Australia, is really shockingly low.
She says investigations of this kind are hard work.
It's certainly made harder by weak laws that have not kept pace with the scale and complexity of the problems. And while international cooperation is improving, there remain significant obstacles in tackling foreign bribery across borders. And often that includes, you know, insufficient or incompatible laws, limited resources.
Back in 2015 and 2016, the ABC's 730 program reported on emails and bank statements it obtained indicating Getax paid several Nauruan politicians tens of thousands of dollars. The allegations related to the period between 2008 and 2010, when Getax was buying and exporting phosphate, the tiny island nation's only source of mineral wealth. Fast forward to today, and the charge against Getax is due to be heard at the Southport Magistrates Court on the Gold Coast. Court documents allege that between May 2007 and December 2012, former Getax director Ashok Gupta, current director Amrit Gupta, and Shai Gupta, who has since died, conspired with each other to commit the offence. Getax is yet to enter a plea. It's not the first time the AFP has laid a bribery charge in relation to activity in Nauru. In 2018, Sydney businessman Mozamil Bojani was charged after paying Nauruan officials more than $100,000 in kickbacks in exchange for favourable phosphate shipments. He pleaded guilty and last year was sentenced to 2.5 years jail. Back in 2015, when the ABC first aired allegations involving Getax, the Nauru government was outraged. A spokesman for the then-president, Baron Wonga, said they were, quote, a slur on the character of our president and offensive to our nation. The ABC approached the current government of President Lionel Angamir for comment, but there's been no response so far.
Liam Fox reporting there.